morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the R Systems Q3 2016 investors conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sagar Lele from Motilal Oswal Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, I welcome all the participants to the R Systems 3Q CY16 earnings conference call. Joining us on the call from the senior management of R Systems, we have Mr. Rekhi Singh, the Managing Director. We've got Lieutenant General Baldev Singh, who's the President and Senior Executive Director, Mr. Nand Sardana, the CFO, Mr. Avirag Jain, the CTO, and Mr. Kumar Gaurav, AVP of Finance and Accounts. I would now hand over the call to Mr. Kumar Gaurav for his comments. Over to you,
sir. Good morning. Thanks for attending our system investor call to discuss Q3 2016 results. I am going to first read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainties. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undergo revision because of new information, future events, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. With this, I am handing over to Mr. Rekhi for his opening comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call for the third quarter of 2016. First of all, I would like to present an overview of our systems for the benefit of those who are joining us in this conference for the first time. Our systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 14 development and service centers worldwide. Our system now delivers digital transformation services with new types of innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries, telecom and digital media, healthcare, finance, manufacturing, supply chain, and state governments in USA. Our deep industry domain knowledge combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, mobility, and cloud help in transformation of businesses in this digital age. The value we help create is comparable to the oyster delivering the pearl. The oyster pearl metaphor lies at the heart of all that we do for our stakeholders and is reflected in our tagline, caring, innovating, and transforming. It is this value-centric philosophy that helps us win new customers across the world. During quarter three, we reported revenues of rupees 144 crores, quarter-on-quarter decrease of 3%. The EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 16 crores, which is about 11%. Profit after tax was rupees 11 crores. This quarter was impacted by investment in new projects and delays in start of some projects. However, we see a positive business environment. We've added 5 key customers, out of which 2 have potential to be $1 million plus customers. We've also added 100 plus associates during the quarter to serve these customers and to take care of our pipeline. Telecom and digital media continues to be our largest industry vertical, with 30% shares of our revenues. We served 150 customers, including 22, which contribute over $1 million plus in revenues. Utilization for the quarter was around 76%. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 281 crores and cash and bank balances of rupees 126 crores. I will now hand over to Nand Sardana, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Rekhi. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of this quarter. I first give my comments on the financial performance, which will be followed up by a Virag's comment on the operations, and then final summing up by Mr. Rekhi, and then Q&A session. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was rupees 144.11 crores or $21.53 million. Quarter-on-quarter decrease of 3.18%. The quarter-on-quarter decrease of 3.18% is mainly due to delay in start of some projects and one lesser billing day. We added five key customers, including two with USD 1 million annual potential during the quarter and 120 net technical associates. The full revenue impact will reflect from next quarter onwards. Getting down to gross margin, it was 34.09% in this quarter compared to 36.28% in last quarter, a decline of 2.19%. Reduction in gross margin percentage due to lower utilization, and lower utilization is due to impact of ramp-up cost and delaying start of certain projects, as Mr. Rekhi said. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses increased quarter-on-quarter by rupees 1.37 crores. It was rupees 33.19 crores in this quarter compared to 31.82 crores last quarter. The increase is mainly due to reversal of H-1 visa filing fee in last quarter. EBITDA in this quarter was rupees 15.94 crores or $2.38 million compared to rupees 22.19 crores or $3.31 million last quarter and rupees 16.97 crores or $2.60 million in same quarter last year. As percentage of revenues, EBITDA was 11.06% in this quarter compared to 14.91% last quarter and 11.87% in same quarter last year. Reduction in EBITDA is due to reduction in gross margin, as I have explained earlier, and also impact of H-1 visa cost reversal in last quarter. Year-to-date, September 16, we reported the EBITDA of 11.8%, which is almost same as last year. In my view, there is still scope to improve this by around 50 to 100 basis points during this year, 2016. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was rupees 2.98 crores compared to rupees 2.80 crores last quarter. Increase is due to expansion of facility at Noida. As we have exhausted our existing facility at Noida, we are expanding in SEZ unit in Greater Noida. Interest expense is rupees 3.30 lakhs in this quarter compared to rupees 3.20 lakhs last quarter. Other income in this quarter was positive rupees 3.45 crores compared to rupees 2.74 crores last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and exchange gains. The other income is increased by higher exchange gain compared to last quarter, mainly due to mark-to-market gains. As at this quarter end, we have total forward cover of $11.4 million with average rate of rupees 70.78 and euro cover of 2 million with average rate of rupees 79.29, which has already been marked to market at closing rate of 30th September. Our tax expense was rupees 5.61 crores in this quarter as against 5.41 crores last quarter. Net profit after tax was rupees 10.77 crores or $1.61 million compared to rupees 16.69 crores or $2.49 million last quarter. Resultant EPS for the quarter is 85 paisa compared to rupees 1.32 per share last quarter. Getting down to the asset side, the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of June, September 30th was rupees 94.86 crores compared to 102.57 crore at the end of June 2016. The receivable in term of DSO was 53 days as at September end, which is almost same as at June end. The percent reduction in bill revenue is almost similar to the percentage reduction in average debtors. Cash and bank balances were rupees 125.90 crores compared to rupees 115.68 crores at the end of June 2016. We have been constantly generating cash from the business, which is reflecting in higher cash balance. Our system shareholder fund were rupees 281.43 crores as at the end of September 2016 compared to 272.65 crores at the end of June 2016. With that, let me hand over to Abhiraj for a review of operations.
Thank you, Nam. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call. I will give you a brief flavor of our global operations and our customer that we are engaged with. As Rikiji mentioned, that we continue to focus on our key vertical, that is telecom, banking, healthcare, manufacturing, and U.S. state government projects. We also have been participating lately in various industry forum and events and go to various exhibitions to gain more knowledge about these events. We are further strengthening our technology skills in mobility, IoT, analytics, and cloud. And we see good potential with many of our existing clients and new clients, new customers that we are talking to. Mobility, we offer a wide range of technology on iOS, hybrid, web apps, and all of it. Our clients are mainly in pay card, HR, AMS, and other areas, and we see good traction. We develop customer-centric, you know, innovative apps on that, show it to clients, and that gives us, you know, a lot of confidence to our client. For analytics, now our data aggregation platform is ready. We are, you know, promoting sales. We are having good traction from existing and new clients. On the cloud, we are working on all the major cloud platforms, Salesforce, Microsoft, and Amazon. In terms of new clients, we have added 5 customers this year. All of them have good potential. And 2 of them show a million plus, you know, revenue down the line. One of them is a global investment bank who has engaged our system to revamp its CRM platform and integration with their application. Another is a Canadian technology company who is dedicated to automotive industry, has engaged our system for enhancing and customizing the dealership management software. And we are, you know, well on our way on that. Third one is a U.S. product company. They are building a new product and has engaged our system in the product from inception stage. And the product will do the, you know, impact analysis of any code changes that happens on a software, and this will be very, very useful for a large, you know, corporate who have hundreds of applications running. Another, we got a, you know, good deal from U.S. State Health Department. They have engaged our system USA for upgrading their, you know, healthcare regulatory system. And our Singapore RBCnet got a good deal to upgrade the Infor sightline. In terms of headcount, we have added 120 this quarter. Utilization is actually down by 3% because of we have added more resources and they are yet to be engaged. We are now at 75.7%. On the geography-wide, U.S. contribute the largest, 60%, Europe 18%, Southeast Asia 17%, and rest of the world 4.5%. On client concentration, 10 top client contribute 33%, with largest client with 6.7%. With that, I hand over to Rikki G for his closing comments. Thank you.
Heather.
Thank you, Abhiraj. Let me sum up. Quarter 3 performance has been impacted by the ramp-up costs. Quarter 4, however, seems promising, considering full impact of new wins and strong sales funnel. We added 250 associates over the last 9 months and have optimized our existing facilities. We are expanding our infrastructure by setting up a new unit in SEZ to cater to growth. We are partnering with our customers by building innovative software products using digital technologies like analytics, mobility, and cloud. Simplify the processes and offer enhanced value propositions. We continue to enhance our sales and marketing bandwidth and focus for profitable growth while intensifying our investment in innovation around people, processes, and technologies. We are maintaining a strong balance sheet to invest for organic and inorganic growth. That brings us to the end of our presentation today. We will hand you back to the organizers for the questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, in order to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We take the first question from the line of Sagar Lele from Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So employee additions have been pretty strong over the last four quarters, and yet we've seen a revenue decline in this particular quarter. You attributed that to some delays in ramp-ups, but do you see the situation as short-term and probably just as a blip in the quarter rather than it being consistent over the next quarter also probably?
Yes, Sagar, you rightly pointed out. We added approximate 120 technical consultants during this quarter. But as you will appreciate our business model, you know, when we get an order, you know, we have to keep some bench, and also, you know, some ramp-up costs we have to incur. And, you know, what happens is sometimes there's a delay in start of the project. Normally, if you notice, historically also, whenever we add higher resources, the impact comes in quarters to come. So this is a temporary kind of a 3% reduction in this quarter, which is we are very hopeful will be covered much more in next quarter and further quarter.
Perfect. And would you attribute the delay caused by these customers as customer-specific issues, or are they macro issues, or how would you see the nature of these delays?
The delay normally, Sagar, will happen. Let's assume, you know, we got a project. We have to have, you know, some people ready with us. But let's assume, you know, we need, just as an example, 5 employees, and somehow, you know, it takes some time to recruit, and we have not, you know, that capability or technical or that people at that time. So sometimes there's a delay from our end in starting the project, and sometimes what happens is the client, when he gives an order, normally he is, you know, in a hurry. But you see, you know, it takes some time to do POC, it takes some time to find, get a final go-ahead. So these kind of things, actually this happens very regularly. So we are used to it, but our experience is as the time passes, these things get sorted out. And this is temporary, to answer your question. And in next quarter, we are very hopeful. And with this 120 addition in this quarter, even for the future quarter also, we see good potential.
All right. And could you also probably highlight which areas you're winning the new deals in? You spoke of these two customers who have the potential to become as large as $1 million annually. So just wanted to get a sense of whether it's in newer technologies that you're building capabilities in, or is it some of the work that you've been traditionally doing so far?
Sagar, our core business is OPT business, which most of this work is done out of our Noida office. Both these customers, two customers which are $1 million plus, which Mr. Rechi pointed out, and I also deeply described, they are in our OPD business. The clients are already started, and we see good potential slowly, you know, on a run rate basis, they'll become $1 million customer in quarters to come. We are in our main OPD segment. Maybe Abhiraj can a little bit give details about these two.
Add to what Nand just said, both of them are new technology area, so we are excited about that.
So can you new technology area little bit?
Yeah, like one of the one which we are doing on, you know, the impact analysis for a U.S. product companies, that they are using Amazon as their, you know, central cloud-based services. So we are using that effectively. That is one of them. And another one is a CRM platform that I was talking is primarily they are using Salesforce, which we are trying to upgrade for them. So these are the two bigger ones.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants, in order to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We'll take a follow-up question from the line of Sagar Lele from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi. So just wanted to get a sense of, so you've been investing since the last few quarters to build more capabilities in your areas, mobility, IoT, as you pointed out. How far have these investments come? How much more do you see happening over the next few quarters? Do you think you are currently ready in terms of your service offerings to cater to these areas and align yourself to the strategy that you've embarked on?
Yeah, mobility, actually, to be very frank, mobility, we have been working, you know, from last couple of years. We have done various customer projects. We have good strength. So mobility, we are ready and we are already having good clients. And analytics, we have been investing. It's been about more than a year. And now our platform that we were developing, you know, is now ready and we are showcasing a lot to existing and new clients. So I think it will show definitely some numbers or results down the line.
All right. And any additions in terms of sales and marketing capabilities along with the technology capabilities that you added? So probably any consultants that you've added or some, you know, sales resources on site in the recent past?
Yes, Sagar. You know, we, as Aviram just now pointed out, so one is the investment in the new technology, NLT, mobility cloud, which we have been doing. In fact, we had been doing in the past also, but since last 1 year, there's a lot of push. And as on date, we have more than 25, you know, technical resources just concentrating on building these technologies and building the framework, which Aviram just now mentioned. In addition, you know, we are giving push to our sales and marketing activities. We would have added close to 11, you know, sales guys in last 2 quarters. And out of which, I think 4 we have added in on-site. You see, what happens is we have close to 100 sales people, out of which, you know, close to 20 are based out of USA. Most of them are seasoned people and, you know, very proximate to our customers. They can visit frequently. And then there is around 50 people or 50 to 60 people, you know, support sales team, which is based out of Noida. So to answer your question, yes, we have invested in sales. Around 11 people have added in last 2 quarters, out of which 4 are on-site in our U.S. office.
And in addition to that, actually, we have, you know, strengthened our marketing team. We were having a relatively small marketing team, and now we have almost, you know, a comparatively large one. And a lot of focus on digital marketing, social media marketing, you know, market research. I think that will again start showing up down the line.
Perfect. So do you also expect your revenue composition to shift a little on-site as these new projects start to ramp up and probably as these you know, new deals that you're signing would have a component in, would have a higher component on-site in the beginning? So do you see that adding some pressure to your margins going forward in the near term?
Sagar, to answer your question, we have close to 60% offshore and 40% on-site. What happens in any offshore relationship? Some on-site work is always there because you see when you have to start a project, you have to study and you have to implement. So some on-site portion will always remain. We do not see any major shift in our offshore on-site mix. I mean, 1% plus minus quarter-wise is possible. So I think broadly it's going to be 60% offshore, and to be honest, we don't see any pressure on the margin because, you know, offshore is definitely more profitable. On-site is a bit less. But on-site and offshore, they are all complementary. So we do not see, you know, any major shift or any pressure on our margins.
Perfect. And lastly, from my side, just wanted to get a sense of some of the budgets that your customers are probably closing in now as we're approaching the end of the year. They must be in their initial phase of deciding for next year how things should look. So any probably feedback that you can highlight from your interactions with customers in terms of spending for next year?
One strong thing we have in this OPD business is the repeat business. So normally our repeat business is, I would say, maybe close to 90% plus. The existing customer with whom we are interacting on daily basis, we do not see any cut on their budget. Rather, we see some upside on that, maybe 5-7%. Some of the customer, will start now doing it. Some have already started. We feel the repeat business is going to continue rather with an upward bias. In addition, we are getting new business also. In fact, we added 5 customers this quarter, $2 million customers. So we are quite positive, from next year, for the next year point of view.
Sure. And any comments on the pricing scenario with these customers? Are you seeing some pressure or are you seeing some demand for productivity improvements from these customers in terms of renewals or the ones that you get a lot of repeat business from?
Honestly, not. To be honest with you, our rates we feel are very good rates we are getting. We have not been facing any pricing pressure. From a utilization point of view, we are ranging between, at this time we were 75.5%, last year we were 78%. So between 75 to 78-79%, we are okay with that. Some kind bench is definitely helpful when you get new customers. So to be honest, we do not see any pricing pressure and no pressure. Utilization also between 75 to 80, what will remain.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, we just have one question come up in the queue. That is from the line of Anuj Khandelwal from Creada Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for allowing me to ask a question to you. So I have 2 questions. One is, what kind of growth do we see in the next 2 years? And from where do you see these growths coming in?
Anuj, our most, the valuable business is the OPD business,
sure,
which is through mainly from Noida and some US and also from our Europe telecom business. We see most of the growth coming from this OPD business. Having said that, other sector also will grow, but I think this is the most valuable and business which we see the most of the growth will come out. Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of growth rate you're looking at in terms of next 1 or 2 years maybe?
We do not give any number guidance, we should grow normally. We have been growing 10-12%.
Right.
We should continue hopefully, and rather we should see growth comes from organically as well as inorganically.
Right.
Organic growth, definitely we are hopeful. In addition, we are looking at 1 or 2 acquisitions in our related area.
Right.
So if that comes, then definitely it will improve further. But we are quite positive and we have cash enough to kind of, do some inorganic growth as well.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sagar Lele for his closing comments.
On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, I thank all the participants for joining today's call and the management for giving us the opportunity to host it. Have a good day.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, that concludes today's conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.